they value freedom. Heavenly Father, which also means not only the freedom to do something with our lives, but to also, Heavenly Father, make wrong decisions in our lives. And because so many do make wrong decisions, Father, we still prefer the system of freedom, still prefer the system of liberty that allows us to choose whom to marry, where to live, what to do with our resources, and where to worship. Father, we cross that freedom in this facet of worship with the great freedom with which we have been set free to the person and work of Jesus Christ on the cross. It is in this spiritual freedom that we have the eyes to see how to use our freedom on earth. We are most appreciative, Heavenly Father, for the sight that is given to us by the Spirit, the wisdom of our life, of the use of time, money, life, worship, all the things that we do, Father. This also, Heavenly Father, is a very personal aspect of worship. We take that which we could spend for things in regard to the earth and simply give it to those things that are involved in the spiritual, the eternal, the unseen. The greatest act of faith, then, Father, is the offering, the giving, whereof you have given to us your Son. So, Father, we consider this a great privilege to respond in the offertory. We thank you, Father, for using this small assembly in so many different ways. And we pray, Father, that you will now receive these offerings and that you will use them in such a way that will bring honor and glory to the King of Kings and to the Lord of Lords, even Jesus Christ our Savior. In his precious name we pray. Amen. Thank you, James. Wes Tuttle. Let's open the scriptures to John 4. John 4. You don't need to raise your hand, it's a rhetorical question, but you ever played the game growing up? I guess we all did, most of us at least. It was a nice bracket. I don't know if they play it anymore. Very interesting game, very important game when you think about it. The game, Animal, Vegetable, Mineral. It's a very important game when you think about it in the realm and the way in which man thinks. The realm in which man thinks. This is the way we think. If indeed we have time, and I'm really grasping in my own soul as I was getting ready for this Sunday and next Sunday, how much time, and so I just decided briefly to touch on it.